This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, I will say though, let me be honest with you. I'm still intrigued by the Zion Williamson in the offseason, Leroy. I got to be honest with you. 37 last night. I'm telling you, dude. I think there's something about Marco, revitalizing Zion down to Miami.
Here is why this man and why we fight so much. We just had a conversation.
What?
As far as the Dolphins were concerned, signing injury-prone players, right? And within two segments, he won't have any of it. I'll take the injured guy.
He's back, baby. Dude. 37
like,
last
you
night.
You know what? It's like I'm talking to Fonz. I say, hey, man, didn't we just have this conversation? And you still just blew right through it?
No, I'm not
right
blowing through
the stop sign? Do you understand? Right now, the team that we root for has 8 available players, and 3 of them came from Sioux Falls. And your solution is, let's go get another injury-prone player.
But
do you understand how ridiculous that sounds?
A very efficient injury-prone player who averages 25.
He's not efficient if he's not playing.
Well, but when he plays, he's very efficient.
Okay. Oh, my goodness.
Shoots like 60%.
Oh, my. How many games has he played this year?
This year?
Yeah.
He's played 24. I know it took him a while to get going. He played 70 last year.
Hold on. So you think an answer to what ails this team is to go sign a guy who has played 24 games.
He has a very interesting contract, though, because you can opt out. He's got safety nets, so you could opt out of his deal. And I was thinking to myself, I'm like, all right. I don't know. I don't think you'd have to give up that much. Let's be real about it. The Pels. You want to give up the Warriors
before? Sometimes you want to make decisions. You don't fully, figure out what the consequences are.
Well, clearly the Warriors pick we're going to get because they're going to make the playoffs, very clearly. Okay. So we got the Warriors pick.
That's going to be, 20?
Yeah.
15, 20?
What do you think they're going to get for Zion Williamson?
Who?
Because all the questions that you ask about Zion Williamson, I don't know if there's going to be a lot of teams that are going to be lining up to do it.
Okay, but here's my question to you.
Yep.
Even if you could get him at a reasonable deal, if he's hurt and he consistently gets hurt, how does it help you?
Well, we're going to have to change some behavior. You know, we're going to have to change some habits.
You sound like the person in a relationship that knows that they're getting into a relationship with somebody who's trouble and thinking, I can fix them.
What problems do you have with Zion Williamson?
What problems?
What problems do you have, Leroy?
Okay. He needs to be in better shape.
Lowest he's ever weighed.
He needs to commit himself to the daily grind of basketball.
Mm-hmm.
And he hasn't proven that he's willing to do that.
He hasn't.
And that's not. And even if he has, he still gets hurt all the time.
Yeah, but it's a bit of a dumpster fire down there.
What if I told you I'd get Anthony Davis for cheap?
But Anthony Davis is not on our timeline right now, right? Like, he's a little older. You get him at 25 years old. 25 years old.
Like,
baby.
You're trying to sell. You're trying to sell yourself on something when you know the reality of what you're asking.
I don't think it's that crazy.
When you make an assumption. Oh, if he comes down here, he won't be hurt.
We need an infusion of talent, Leroy.
Okay,
we do.
You need an infusion of talent, but you also need an infusion of health. Right now, you got 8 guys that's going to dress because of injury. And your solution is to go sign another injury-prone guy. That makes no sense.
I think it makes a little sense.
No, it doesn't.
You got to buy low. Sometimes you got to invest.
Okay, you can buy. They could give him away. If he's not playing, how does that help you?
I mean, Andrew Wiggins isn't playing. He's missed more games than he's been than Wiggins, played.
But Andrew, here's the deal, though. Andrew Wiggins has not had a history of injury problems. So the fact that he got banged up is a lot different than if Zion comes here and in the first month he's here.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
He's out for a month. You're going to be like, knew this was coming.
Frog Boy, Kevin Durant, or Zion next year? Who would you want the Heat to go after?
Come on, that's an easy question. Zion, dude, come on. Like, what are we talking
about? Really?
He's younger. He has more of an upside. And this whole overweight thing, upside, he's past it already.
Upside doesn't mean nothing. All you have to look at is what his history is to this point.
I think he'd be so excited.
Could it be different from here on out? Yes. But you can't make decisions hoping that it's different than it's been for the first 5 years.
I think he's the guy, dude. I think that's the guy that he should go get.
He's the guy.
The guy.
The Heat will keep him in shape.
He had 37 points in 26 minutes last night. I get all of that. He's also only played 24 games. What part of that don't you understand that on this team, they have a problem with injuries and your solution is to go sign a guy who's injured? It makes no sense.
So much fun, though, dude. I mean, imagine those dunks with him and Bam and Kalel.
Oh, my God.
A little bit of a spacing issue. We need to get some more shooters. We need to put two shooters there. Speaking of shooting, by the way, Tyler Hero, dude, you need to get this three-point shot going, baby.
Somebody say fun 24 games. Yeah.
It was a fun. It has been 24 games.
And how long before the end of a season with Zion that Pat Riley says, we need guys to be available?
Yeah, I'm sure that's something that you have to be concerned about. But
okay, thank you. That's my point. So now that you acknowledge that you have to be conscious of his history and injury history, how does that help the Heat besides the name? How does that help the Heat?
He averages 26, baby.
He's only played 24 games.
Last year he played 70 before the hamstring got him in the playoffs.
Okay, and then, he played 70. You can add the 3 years surrounding that, and he barely got to 70.
Lowest he's ever weighed.
Goodness. So let me get this straight. Y'all don't care about all the injury stuff. You just want Zion.
It's not that I don't care about it, but they have
you're acting like you don't care about it because that's a big issue you just dismiss.
But his contract has outs, so you can get out. It has non-guarantees in it because of the games.
Here, who cares if you have outs on a contract if you got to give up something to get him?
I don't think we're going to give up that much.
You don't think?
I don't think so.
Okay.
He's DG, baby.
And you want him free in Miami?
What's why? Because of Astron? He might have matured.
Really?
Totally matured.
He might have matured. But he could be mature as hell. He still only played 24 games this year, which was the biggest complaint of Pat Riley. If Pat Riley had a problem with guys missing games, then he's going to go sign a guy that's only going to play 35 games? That makes no sense.
Jimmy Butler still missed a lot of games, and he went and got him.
And guess where he's not? Guess where he is now?
Yeah, but he had a good run here. He had a good run. And everybody thought when Jimmy came down here, it was like, that's not going to work. He's coming down there to retire. I think sometimes you have to go find gold nuggets, okay? Where nobody's looking.
Listen, first of all, everybody knows that Zion's a hell of a player, okay? But if you want to contend, and this is any team out there, if you want to contend and your solution is signing an injury-prone player, shame on you.
Even if that injury-prone player has outs?
Look, you're looking at it from the outs from the contract. I'm looking at it from players who can help your team win on a consistent basis.
But you would agree we need talent.
Yes. You need available talent.
If he was available.
One key word.
Okay. Available talent. It's a bit of a risk.
No.
But you got to risk it to get the biscuit.
We got a whole bunch of risk on the team. Every game you're wondering how long somebody get limping. How long is he going to be out? You got damn near a starting five guys who are out.
Take a break.
And your solution to any of this is let's go sign another injury-prone player. It makes no damn sense. Nope. Don't say it. Don't say it. I just know you what's brewing in your brain, and I'm telling you before words get out, I don't like it. Nope. Let's go to break before he says it.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.